At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warm up from Lilo, welcome to Lovely Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Heaps with myself, Craig Gibbs, here. So now part of the VSiN Family Podcast, we've got a tremendous podcast for you as fresh off of a trip to Europe, we've got our man, Terrence Oglesby, who does an amazing job over there at the Field of 68, joining me for this one. We really don't have any news and notes to report from college basketball over the last 48 hours because you may recall, wound up doing my preview yesterday of the Colonials, but with that said, we are seeing some speculation out there that we might wind up seeing a big headline happening within the next few days. G.G. Jackson, he is rated as the number one overall recruit in the class of 2023. He is right now considering reclassification. He is determining whether to go to North Carolina and South Carolina. Ironically enough, Terrence Oglesby is out there in the great state of South Carolina. So we're going to be talking about that speculation with him. How a lot of these guys that reclassify have been very much hit or miss. That's going to lead into a little bit of chatter with Amani Bates. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, Terrence was out there in the continent of Europe. He did wind up meeting with a few coaches out there as well. So we're going to be talking about how some of these international guys have come in and they have been able to make a big impact in terms of college basketball as well. And just sort of gauging how some of these guys from different parts of the world are a little bit different with what they bring to the college game as well. We're going to have a great in-depth chat with Terrence in the second segment. Really not a lot of news and notes to be able to report upon. So we wound up pretty much combining everything in the second segment there. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways to be able to fire those in. First one is my Twitter timeline, @unit_D1. Keep in mind, letters CM, naming does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. The other way is find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Next conference preview, most likely going to be the Ryzen League within the next few days. There's lots of realignment with Conference USA, so I'll probably be doing that one in a week or two as well. So that's what's all on tap there. And what's on tap with this podcast, a great chat with Terrence on the other side right here on Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Greg Spears, and now a part of the VSiN Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets.
real steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm loving Las Vegas for Coast to Coast Hoops with myself, Craig Hoops Pierce, and now a part of the VEASAN family of podcasts, and it is great to be joined by our guests as Terrence Oglesby is doing an absolutely terrific job over there at the Field of 68, and a gentleman that I know he was actually out there in the continent of Europe. I believe he was more specifically in Sweden, taking a look at things with regards to family, and on top of that, I know that he is a man that does a great job of being able to take a look at just the entire game of basketball. Does a great job on the college basketball scene, but I know that he's done some great work taking a look at some of these prospects over there overseas. And on top of that, he is a man that just is very well involved in the game of basketball because he was a sharpshooter over there at Clemson. Now he's taking that knowledge and he's bringing it all to us. And to be able to follow Terrence Oglesby on Twitter, that is at the letter T and then an underscore and then his last name, Oglesby, O-G-L-E-S-B-Y, and then the number 22. And Terrence, great to have you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Got to spend some time in Sweden. And then after seeing family in Sweden, actually made my way down to Belgrade, Serbia for a coaching clinic. Got to see three very gifted coaches and gifted for their own reasons. Vittori Messina, the head coach at Armani Milano, one of the best teams in the Euro League, as well as Israel Gonzalez, the head coach of Alba Berlin, who won the German Cup and the German title this season. And then a guy that you know very well, John Calipari, also made his way over to Belgrade to speak and then heading over to watch the U-17s in Malaga, Spain. So all-encompassing, it was a great trip, both for family and basketball purposes. Now I'm back in the state of South Carolina. Just got back from watching some of the best high school talent at the Adidas Championships in Rock Hill, South Carolina as well. So it's been a loaded few weeks, but I'm glad to be back working after spending some time with family.
Yep, and some much-needed R&R. It's a little bit more of a slow time of year in college basketball, but I do think that it is interesting what you were talking about a little bit earlier, meeting with many of those coaches over there while you were in Europe, and we have seen more and more guys come from overseas and have success in college basketball. I really look at Lauri Markkanen, what he was able to do a few seasons ago at Arizona. We've been seeing a few more guys in recent years and a couple teams in general that they wind up building themselves around this pipeline of someone from overseas, like St. Mary's, for instance. They've really used a lot of Australian guys to be able to build up their program. Arizona, they certainly have been looking at a lot of international guys recently. And I know that Creighton has really went down this route as well. And I do think that that's a little bit interesting in college basketball because, I mean, these guys are a little bit more out of sight, out of mind, because you don't have a lot of these big-time events that wind up happening out there, like the Peach Jam Classic, these big-time high school events out in Las Vegas. But there are some guys overseas that when they wind up entering college basketball, they really take college basketball by storm, and we've been seeing that more and more.
Well, it obviously depends on where you're looking at. If you're looking in Europe and more specifically looking towards the Eastern Bloc, whether it be Serbia, whether it be Estonia, where Kirk Kreis is from, you get a lot more skill there because they drill and drill and drill. You know, basketball is played differently around the planet. And some of those guys, whenever they come over, it translates really well. And then if you look at another guy like Omar Ballou, who plays at Arizona, he's from Mali. So he brings high-level athleticism, big-time size. It just depends on who and where you're getting your players from, obviously. Lauri Markkanen. Obviously, the Finnish sensation is also doing a really good job. And then you can go one country over from there. Pelle Larsson, the Swedish sensation, played excellent against Slovenia the other day. Really showed well. He's going to have a great year at Arizona. I have all the faith in the world about him. And if you look up at Gonzaga, Filip Petrušev, the Serbian big man, has also had success, not only in the college level, but at the professional level as well. There's a lot of ways to skin a cat, and there's a lot of really good players depending on where you're looking at. And basketball truly is a global game, and I've been fortunate enough to see it from a lot of different sides. So it's been good that the game has spread from Europe to the college game and vice versa. Guys leave college and go to Europe like I did. So, you know, as long as it's all-encompassing, it seems to bring people together, and that's a good thing.
Yep, it certainly is. And it's been really refreshing to see more and more guys come over from outside the United States, have some great success in college basketball. And hey, we talk about the NBA going a little bit more global. I feel like college basketball has certainly become a little bit more global, especially in, I would say, just the last 7-8 years. I think that Lauri Markkanen wound up doing a lot of good things for college basketball. He was at Arizona a few years ago, and that certainly has taken off more and more from there. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Terrence Oglesby. And Terrence, we also have an interesting ordeal with something that might be going down in your state as well, because right now we don't wind up having a lot of news in college basketball, but we might be pretty soon, because there was a report from On3, the number one recruit out there in the class of 2023, G.G. Jackson. He might wind up flipping his commitment from North Carolina, where it looks like he's going to be going right now, and he's looking perhaps at South Carolina and going into the class of 2022. Now, obviously, this is all speculation, but On3 recruits, they are some of the best in the business. Our good friends Jamie Shaw and company are right now reporting this. And if that were to happen, I think that that would be massive for South Carolina, because I take a look at their roster right now. A lot of mid-major guys trying to make the leap up to the SEC. I do like Paris Lamont, but it took him a couple years to be able to get things going at Chattanooga. Getting someone like a G.G. Jackson to come in right away in your number one, I think would just be massive for him.
Well, it would be huge. I mean, they did bring in some talent, but also some guys, like you said, like a Hayden Brown from the Citadel, who was excellent in the SoCon. Is that going to translate up? We don't really know. Michi Johnson, who transfers in from Ohio State, was really good in spurts. And what he would give South Carolina would be surefire star power. And when I say he's the best person in that class, he's the best person in that class running away with it. I don't even think it's close, because of his combination of size, his versatility, his ability to pass the ball, and his athleticism. This is a big-time guy and a potential number one pick in the draft. But here's the thing. If he did want to reclass up and go to North Carolina, I think they're out of scholarships. Now, don't hold me to that, Greg, but I think it's pretty close to the limit. But both his parents played at South Carolina. He's from the Columbia area. Would he like to go and stay home for 1 year before heading off to the NBA draft? It makes a lot of sense. And then when you look at a new coach in Lamont Paris, who has had success throughout his coaching career, comes from UT Chattanooga, where he won the Southern Conference Championship and brought in high-level players. If you remember, Kansas transfer Silvio De Sousa was their main cog. Malachi Smith, who he had transferred out to Gonzaga, he's been able to get players and recruit at a high level. If he's able to land G.G. Jackson and flip him to play for the Gamecocks, that's going to be one of the biggest surprises and biggest storylines heading into next season.
And I always think it's interesting to take a look at these guys that they wind up reclassifying, because a lot of them haven't necessarily panned out the way that we would have thought them to. Now, we did wind up seeing it with Imani Bates and Jalen Duren last season. And Jalen Duren, I would say that he did a relatively solid job for Memphis last year. He was able to be a very talented player down low for them. Imani Bates, he is now over there at Eastern Michigan, so that was honestly terrific. I will take a look at someone like a Marvin Bagley. I know that he's someone that he wound up reclassifying, and I would say that if I remember correctly, that was right around late June, early July, in which he did so as well. So right around this time of the calendar, he wound up becoming a top five pick. We could speculate about his NBA career, but in college, he was pretty darn good in my opinion. So I always think that it is interesting to take a look at some of these guys that they reclassify as well, because I feel like we've had quite a few misses with them.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, because I would argue that Marvin Bagley was a tremendous success. He goes to Duke. He ends up being the second pick in the draft. I think that's great. Jalen Duren, because of the way the game is played, he was physically ready to play a role right out of the gate. Now, The one that's going to causing a lot of people apprehension is the Imani Bates situation. But let's keep in mind too, Greg, Imani Bates should be going to be a senior in high school right now. He is that young. So this past season, he was 2 years too young, really, to be a part of the freshman class at Memphis. His body wasn't ready to compete. Now, you can argue, hey, going to Eastern Michigan may or may not be a great move until the sun goes down. But at the same time, I just don't think from a physical perspective, he was ready to compete at the college level right away. I thought it was a mistake just because of his physical profile. But that being said, Imani Bates is still a really talented young man. It's a matter of how long is it going to take him to showcase these skills? When it comes to G.G. Jackson, I would fit him more along the lines of a Marvin Bagley because of his physical profile. He's strong in his lower body. He's got long arms. He can shoot over the top, and he plays within himself and still finds ways to be the MVP of the NBA Top 100 camp, which, keep in mind, Greg, was far and away the best camp of this year. And he absolutely dominated from start to finish. He's somebody that's going to make an impact no matter what. He's going to be in there for one season, and then that's all you're going to see him if he does go to South Carolina. One of the reasons for apprehension, though, of not reclassing and joining this recruiting class at North Carolina is because of what happened with Imani Bates. A lot of people kept an eye on that with the reclassifications. I'm interested to see if he ends up doing this and finding a way to get to South Carolina. That being said, I think he has a tremendous year no matter what he decides to do.
And ironically enough, I know that we're talking about Imani Bates and the failures that he wound up having last season at Memphis. Has joined me on the podcast. We do have Terrence Oglesby, and I'm right there with you. I think that G.G. Jackson much more set up to have success right away rather than sort of like a little bit of a inexperienced, shall we say, guard slash wing because of his physical profile, to your point. But, I mean, you just brought up Imani Bates, the fact that he is now going over there to Eastern Michigan, and I think that this is one of the most interesting things that we've seen this offseason, because I don't know about you, but I've just noticed this as well. Whenever you wind up seeing a top, we'll call it 100 recruit, wind up going to a school that you typically wouldn't expect a top 100 recruit to go to, like McKeer Maker going to Howard, obviously Pat Baldwin Jr. last year, he wound up going to UW-Milwaukee. I find that a lot of these guys are expected to come in, they're expected to produce right away. They just wind up not being able to do so. I think that this is a little bit different with Imani Bates because this technically should be his freshman year with him reclassifying. He was one of the youngest guys in college basketball last season. So I do sort of give him a little bit of a pass there. And I think that this is actually going to work out well with him going back to his home city of Ypsilanti. But I do think that when it comes to Imani Bates going to Eastern Michigan, this is just a fascinating storyline in general, and it's one of those things where if Imani Bates can't tear it up with Eastern Michigan, I just don't know what the future holds for him.
Well, let's keep in mind, too, I don't want to take anything away from the MAC conference. I mean, you want to talk about a conference that just eats itself. That conference is full of guys that are from 6'3 to about 6'7, big, strong, and they've got 23 and 24-year-olds in that league. Now, keep in mind, too, and here's my argument for Imani Bates. He has his issues, sure, but if he's like any other kid or any other set of parents, he's probably just going into his senior year if they reclass the other direction. He's that young, so I feel like at the same time, he's got that talent. Going back to Ypsilanti, like you said, I could argue for or against it. Actually, mostly, if it were my child, I would try to seek different ways for my son to improve and not have the spotlight directly on him and get away from his hometown to where he can only focus on basketball. When he goes back home, he goes back to his family, everything like that. So he's focused on what everybody's saying, not just the coaching staff, not just the guys that are trying to get him better. There's pluses and minuses to everything. I think it might be tough for Imani to really succeed there, but Stan Heath has done a nice job with players before. To be determined as anything else, Greg, but I think Imani is in for a little bit tougher of a challenge than people realize because that MAC conference is full of grown men.
Yes, they certainly are. And it's just so interesting looking at that MAC conference as well because you've got a couple teams that they really hang their head on defense, like Akron, for example, Kent State, they were able to do a solid job on defense. And then you got a couple schools like I'm looking at you, Buffalo, which they play very fast. Defense a little bit more optional, but they're going to put up their points. Bowling Green certainly was one of those teams last year as well. So I think that it's going to be very interesting to see what we wind up getting there. And typically Eastern Michigan does wind up playing a tough out-of-conference schedule as well. I remember They played a bunch of Big Ten schools last year as well, and I think that that is going to be of fascination as well. How Imani Bates winds up playing with a little bit of a lesser roster when Eastern Michigan does wind up going up against a few of those Big Ten schools, because I'm sure that in the back of his mind, he's thinking, man, if I put up a 30-point game, this is going to open a lot of eyes, and I wind up going like 3 of 15 from the field, there's going to be a lot of vitriol coming my way.
Yeah, that's right, but also there's not going to be quite as many eyes, like you said. But if you look at that league, Jim Gross at Akron is one of the most well-respected defensive minds in college basketball. Jeff Bowles at Ohio is known for forcing turnovers and creating high-pressure situations. This is not an easy league. That's my only argument to that point, Greg.
Yep, and we certainly do have a league in which it's just a whole bunch of different styles as well, which I think that that just makes it so interesting as well. And Terrence, I know that you're doing a great job taking a look at the game of college basketball. And hey, as we're wrapping up this interview, you're going to see a movie that I absolutely loved last week in The Minions. So you enjoy that. I think that that is going to be one that you and the whole family is going to like. And I know that after you wind up wrapping that up, you're going to be hard at work taking a look at a lot of conference previews and getting set for the upcoming college basketball season with a lot of player evaluation. So let the good people at home know how they're able to follow you on social media and everything that you've got going on in general.
Just follow me on Twitter, T_Oglesby22. That's T_OGLESBY. 2-2. My conference previews will be coming out before the season. I'm working on them right now, currently working on the Atlantic Coast Conference, and just got started because the transfer portal is starting to slow down a little bit. You're starting to get a clear picture of what to expect outside of maybe a G.G. Jackson joining the college ranks really quick. But it's time to start preparing. It's time to start getting moving on the season. Make sure you tune in, and I will be covering all the Power Six with these previews. So make sure you hit that follow button on Twitter.
And Terrence, a must follow. He does an absolutely incredible job of taking a look at just the entire game of basketball, one of the better minds that you're going to find out there, being able to break down everything that we wind up seeing in college basketball, and always lends great insights on this podcast. So a big thanks to Terrence Oglesby of the Field of 68 for joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, now a part of the VSIN family of podcasts. Not a lot of news in college basketball over the last 48 hours, so we wound up just sticking with the chat with our good friend Terrence, talking about G.G. Jackson and so much more. And if you do like hearing from the signed podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And if you've got a question, comment, segment, idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is by Twitter timeline, @Jaden_41. Keep in mind, letters CM, naming does not matter. So as per usual, please just send these into the timeline. Other ways, sign an Apple Podcast review. If you're at this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated from there. You're able to find whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast. Find that 5-star review coming at you guys every single day on this podcast. During the season, picks and analysis on every single game, every single day with the offseason. News and notes of college basketball, along with conference previews. Should I have my next conference preview on the Rising League up within the next few days. So appreciate you guys tuning in today, and I'll catch you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.